Hello, everyone. Well, lovely to be with you and nice to see old faces and meet new friends. We meet as one. We invite ourselves and we invite each other to just for now suspend the past suspend our stories invite the mind and the body to relax and to rest and to recognize its essence, which is available to each one of us as this transparent, effortless presence. Which is always available, and which we know as peace, causeless peace, the peace of being that which we truly love. As this peace, there is no separation. The me and the you, we are one in this peace. The mind is still. No preoccupation. The breath is gentle. Is a sweetness. Thoughts may appear to us. They appear within this transparent, formless awareness. What is it that gets disturbed, if anything? Do we need a narrative? Do we need a story to simply be aware, to simply be? The mind is habituated to activity, movement. But sometimes it's not necessary. There is the non-movement. What is it in your experience right now? Are we interested? Or are we so habituated, maybe even addicted to doing, maintaining the impression of a personal doer? Hearing these words requires no effort. Perceiving sensations require no effort. This effortlessness is so beautiful. There is a freedom in effortlessness because there is no one doing anything. The me mind, this me belief, is not engaged. It's our true essence. It's unmoved in the midst of seeming movement, unstirred, undisturbed, protecting nothing. Because what is there to protect when it comes to the one and only reality? What is this reality? Is it some concept? A new belief, an idea? Take a look at your experience. What is it in your experience that does not come and go? There is inhalation and exhalation. Inhalation ends and exhalation follows. What perceives that? A me thought appears. What perceives that? The mind is conditioned and habituated to create a personal entity, believe in it, hold on to it. But it's nowhere to be found outside of the belief that I, meaning what? I meaning whatever it is which right now perceives, whatever it is which right now knows and is aware and knows it is aware that I, which is this presence, this knowingness, this awareness, is it an object that you perceive? Or is it the perceiving factor, the perceiving element? This perceiving element is always there, but it has no form. It's not a female or a male. It's not a American or Chinese, tall or short. What is this personal limited self that we believe in, that we identify with, that we worry about and struggle to improve? When our reality is this formless awareness, this formless self. We play the game of identity, identification. We identify with stuff. We define ourselves as somebody. Somebody means something mortal. Good luck with that. How happy is that? Oh my goodness, how much more time do I have? This game of identification is for you to wake up from, not to continue to engage in habitually, but to wake up from it, to see it, to understand its effect. The effect of worry and concern, resistance, seeking, endless desires, wanting things to be different. In order to safeguard this fictitious entity, fiction. And then there is the sense of limitation, the sense of lack, and the sense of separation, the judgments. Being identified with the body, oh my goodness, what's happening to me? Me, meaning identified with the body, identification. We hold on so tightly to it. It's exhausting. And it's not necessary. It is possible for you to come to clarity and understanding experientially that in this moment and every moment you are this transparent awareness, this invisible, invisible to the senses, this invisible aware presence. You have to be available to the possibility that reality is not material. It's not the mountain and the river or the body that is reality. The reality of the mountains, the reality of the body, the reality of thoughts, the reality of sensations is formless. That which cannot not be. What is it in your experience which is and cannot not be? It stares you in the face. It is not a thing, because things have beginnings and endings. They have a shape, they have a form. A thing does not perceive. A thought does not perceive. An object does not perceive, no matter how complex it is. The biocomputer, it's a human biocomputer, so complex, does not perceive. Instrument does not perceive. What is it that perceives? Where shall you go for the answer? Shall you go to the church? To the synagogue, to the mosque, to your parents, to the encyclopedias, to the philosophers, to the gurus. To your politicians. Good luck. You got to yourself. Not to your beliefs, not to your storage bin, which is full of trash. You got to yourself, to the source, not to your mind, which is conditioned and spinning and spinning. But to that which does not spin. To recognize yourself. Being recognizes recognizing itself. The freedom of being, the joy of being, the peace of being, the ocean of bliss. The light of being. This ordinary awareness is magical. It has no form and no shape, and the mind goes, oh, what can I do with that? Give me some goodies, something colorful, something shapely, something exciting that I can spin and spin and spin and spin. But this ordinary awareness does not need anything, which is freedom. Why do we distance ourselves from ourselves via imaginary beliefs about what we are? I am this and that, and you are this and that. And maybe we have a match, maybe we don't have a match. What sort of nonsense? This personal identification, the sense of separation and wars and conflicts and battles and so invite yourself to let go. Without conditions. Without holding on to anything. Completely let go. It's an exploration. It's an invitation. It's maybe worthwhile to explore that. But can we do that without a begging bowl? Without expecting some goodies, just to be available to letting go, just to see. Let's do. Because there is the understanding that the wide open sky does not hold on to the clouds. The ocean does not hold on to the waves. The wind blows freely. The breath is impersonal. There's no holding on. Holding on is imaginary. It is the game of the trickster. Don't get tricked. Okay, so if you have any questions, make sure you unmute yourself. And you can also raise your hand. I believe there is an icon at the bottom of the screen. Or you could just raise your hand, whichever way.